it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I shake hands with one or two people and say, God will bless you this month. God will bless you this month. And then you may be seated. Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. Several times you hear people asking, what is the secret of your success? What's the secret of your prosperity? What's the secret of the growth of the church? What is the secret that makes somebody who is nothing suddenly become something? What is the secret of breakthrough? The Bible says the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. I want to prophesy to someone who fears the Lord this morning. He will reveal to you the secret of breakthroughs. I'm going to mention very quickly just a few of these secrets. Particularly the secrets of prosperity. The secret of success. The secret of breakthrough. And the first is not really a secret, but it is a secret. It is sowing. In the time of famine. Sowing in the time of famine. In Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. The Bible made it clear that when there was famine in the land, Isaac sowed. At the time when everybody was eating up the little seed they had, Isaac sowed. It was difficult to sow at that time, but Isaac sowed. It was not a surprise then that very soon the whole nation began to envy him. When he was sowing, they were not paying attention. When his harvest came, then they began to envy him. There are some of you who are here today. You are going through your period of famine. And you are sowing. One day some people will ask, what is the secret of your success? And you will tell them, sowing in the time of famine.
I saw 55 verse 10. I saw 55 verse 10. Tells us that God gives seed to the sower. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, the Bible tells us the story of the widow of Zarephath. She had only one meal left. There was serious famine in her life. But she had one last meal. And he turned that last meal to a seed. And sowed that seed. And her breakthrough began. Somebody said, the evidence that your life will still be better is that you still have a seed in your hand. When there is no more seed in your hand, then you can say there's no more hope. But as long as you still have a seed in your hand, no matter how little the seed, provided you sow it instead of eating it, then there is a guarantee that your tomorrow will still be alright.
Amen.
It is when there is no more seed to sow, or you decide no longer to sow the seed in your hand, it is only then that we can say no more hope. In other words, if there is anyone here this morning and you still have at least one naira in your pocket, I can guarantee you I am looking at a millionaire. Because provided that seed is sown, the Almighty God will make sure that there will be a harvest. If there is a seed and the seed is sown, a harvest will surely come. I've told you the story before. When we were building the first auditorium, I needed 17,000 naira to roof it. Naira was powerful in those days. It will still be powerful again. And one of my pastors needed 1,000 naira to roof the dormitory for his area. I needed 17,000. I had 1,000. He needed 1,000. I had nothing. He came to me. Daddy, help me. I need 1,000. Please help me. I looked at him. I need 17,000. You need only one. And you are bold enough to come and bother me. I said, if you don't get out of here. He had never seen me talk like that before. So he started to run. And I heard the voice of the Lord. Give him the money. Up to today, I don't know how the boy knew I had 1,000
naira.
Lord, I'm looking for 16 extra. You want me to release the one I have? Yes, Lord. So I called him back. I gave him the 1,000. And he began to gallop away with joy. I said, it's not your fault. It's God who asked me to give it to you. And then God spoke to me. What's your problem? There were two problems before. He had a problem, you have a problem. We have used the little you have to solve his problem. Only one problem remains to be solved. And before that day was over, a woman came all the way from Port Harcourt. She said, I've just collected my house rent. And the Lord said, go quickly and take it to my son in the camp. It was 17,000 naira. If there is a seed in your hand, harvest is coming. If there is seed in your hand, your tomorrow is still guaranteed. As long as you still have a seed, there is hope for you. Secret number two is the type of soils into which you sow. Some people sow anyhow. No. God reveals a secret to us that not all soils are the same. In Matthew 13, verse 3 to 8, the Bible told us that a sower went out to sow. Some fell by the wayside. They never produce a harvest. Some fell on rocky ground. They never produced a harvest. Some fell among thorns. They never produced a harvest. Only one quarter fell on good soil. But even among good soil, there are categories of good soil. There is a soil that will produce 30-fold. There's a soil that will produce 60-fold. There is a soil that will produce 100-fold. I pray that the Almighty God will guide you to the soil that will produce 100-fold. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea 4 verse 6. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They do not know where to sow. They think all soils are the same. And some people think all good soils are the same. But that is not always true. The Almighty God will guide you to the best soil in Jesus' name. I've told you the story of a brother who came and said, I want to give you my house. And I said, I don't need your house. I have my own. He said, I have two. And I want to give you one. I said, I don't need your house. I am living at the camp. I am satisfied to be here. I don't need an extra house. He said, but I must give you the house. I said, I know several other pastors who will pray for you for the rest of their life. If you give them the house, let me recommend one of them. He said, no, it is you I must give. When he won't get out of my office, I said, all right, go and pray over it. Come back in 3 months. But I thought something must be wrong with him upstairs. 3 months later, he came back. I have come to give you the house. This time he brought the papers, he brought the keys. Finally, I said, Lord, what is this? God said, take it from him. You can do whatever you like with it. So I took it from him, prayed for him, and he left. Some weeks or so later, he came back and said, I want you to follow me somewhere. I said, payday has come. So I began to follow him. And to cut a long story short, we got to an estate. And he said, sir, I want you to come and bless this estate. He said, this is what I was believing God for when I was giving you my hand. The reason I refuse to give it to anybody else is because I know you are the best soil around. I looked at him and said, you must be a clever boy. You gave me a house and you got an estate. I pray for somebody here today, the best soil in the whole world, God will guide you to it in Jesus' name. Secret number three. Unusual sowing brings unusual harvest. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. 2 Chronicles 1, verse 6 to 12. It's a story you know very well. It's the story of Solomon making 1,000 burnt offerings in one day. The result was God said to him, the wisdom and understanding that you have asked for, I have given it to you. What would he not even ask for? I will add it to you. Brethren, it's a wonderful thing when you pray and God answers. It is a more wonderful thing when God says, what you didn't even ask for, I will add. Usually after Genesis chapter 3, God does not give anything to anybody that he didn't ask for. After Adam said to God, the woman you gave me is the one who caused the problem. In other words, I didn't ask you for a woman. You are the one who gave me. God said, all right then, from now on, if you don't ask for something, you won't get it. But because this boy gave an unusual offering, the Almighty God said, what you did not ask for, I will add to it. There are some people here today, by the time God finishes with you, you will say to God, I didn't ask for this. This is too much. And God will say, I am just beginning. If you are the one, let me hear you say amen. I've told you this story.
What is it now?
When I became general overseer, the Redeemed Christian Church of God was very rich. Our total income for 1 month was just a little more than the salary I was earning before I became general overseer. And at that time we had about 40 people to pay. By the time we finished paying them, there's nothing for any general overseer. But then I collected my gratuity. And it was a big sum of money. Because they combined everything. I've been working since 1961, so they combined everything. And it was a lot of money. But I said, thank God. This one will last me a long time. And all of a sudden, I remember, I'm no longer my own. I need to ask my new employer. What do I do with this money? And he said, divide it into three. I thought he would say, okay, give me one third. I would have said, yes, Lord. He said, divide it into three. Give this one to this fellow. I said, yes, Lord. Give this one to this fellow. Yes, Lord, was low now. I was hoping that he would let me keep the remaining one
third.
And then he said, give the remaining one third to so and so. He said, I will be your source. Not its gratuity. I will be your source. Today, by the special grace of God, anything I want, all I need to do is think about it. I don't even need to ask. He provides. There's somebody here too. You will soon give a testimony that anything I need, all I need to do is think about it, and my God will do it for me. Unusual sowing will produce unusual harvest. Secret number four is that God is no respecter of persons, but he's a respecter of principles. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. He said, God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, those who fear him and do his will, they are accepted of him. In other words, what is true in America is true in Nigeria. What God would do for white, he will do for black. All my years, since I became a Christian, and I've been traveling to America since 1979. Each time I go, and the brethren there hear about the little work God was doing here
and
there. How can we help you? What can we give you? I've always told them, just come and see. The God in America is the God in Nigeria. He has not raised me up to be a beggar. Nobody will ever say, I made Adeboye rich. Nobody will ever share the glory of my God. If he can do it in America, he can do it here. If he can do it for Bill Gates, he can do it for you. And I know somebody will one day stand up and say, I was nothing, but I began to follow the principle of God. Look at me now. So shall it be in Jesus' name. God is a respecter of principles. When he said, give and you shall be given, he will support that principle. It doesn't matter who. When he says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence are taking it by force, he will support that principle. I have told you how he asked me to give a violent offering here before. I did it and he opened doors violently. But then there is one principle I want to bring to your attention today.
Lonnie,
Proverbs 22.
Proverbs 22 verse 29.
He
says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings and not before me men. If you will learn to work hard, there is no way you will not prosper. If you learn to work hard, one day you will eat with presidents. When we began the work on this campground in 1983, there was one young boy among us. The others will report at 10. He has worked for 3 hours. They close at 4. He walks until there is no more light. There were many bricklayers there. Some days ago, as I was walking through the camp in the night praying, I was passing by his house. Oh yes, he has a house in the camp now. He was an ordinary bricklayer. But that's not the big point. In front of his house, I counted more than 6 vehicles. Cars. He was a bricklayer. The others are still bricklaying. He will be at work by 7. He will close when there's no more light. And God is a God of principles. And because he was diligent in his business, even if he doesn't want to bricklay anymore, the tippers are enough for him to feed up for the rest of his life. I have a lot of my friends. We got born again around the same time. We became pastors around the same time. We learned the principles of confessing around the same time. And they will wake up in the morning. I have a Mercedes. Up to today, they are still having foot wagon. Up to today, when I have Mount Zion Hour program in Lagos, in order that I will not be late for the program that will take place at 9 a.m. I leave home by 5:30 so that I can get to Ebute Metta before 7. The program is going to start at 9, but I don't want to be late for 9. And before those who want to be prayed for will arrive, I will already be there praying for almost 2 hours. So those who think that Pastor Adebo has arrived, they don't know anything. I'm still going places, and I will work hard to make sure I get there. Are people here looking at me today because you will change your attitude to work. Very soon you will be dining with princes. Finally, let me give you one more secret. The Almighty God will always prosper those who are heaven seekers. Those who are determined to work for heaven, God will prosper them. Psalm 34 verse 10. He said the young lions lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. A house is a good thing. You seek God, you will not lack a house. Let me tell you, a car is better than trekking. You will not lack any good thing. It is a bad thing to be a debtor. It's a good thing to be able to lend and never borrow. You seek the Lord, you will not lack any good thing. In Matthew 6 verse 33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Hebrews 11 verse 6. He said, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You cannot put the interest of God first and then expect God to put you last. God is fair. He's a just God. You serve him, he will make sure that everything you need will be supplied. The year I became general overseer, there was a driver. Ordinary driver.
Driver, lasan lasan.
But he was a soul winner. He can't keep his mouth shut. He said, I'm driving to eat, but I'm witnessing to live. Because it's my duty is to witness. That's my full-time duty. The driving is just to get something to eat.
Oh, we were.
So he kept witnessing until he won over his boss. And then the boss had an appointment abroad. And he decided to take the driver along. The fellow who never thought he would go beyond Ikeja. Got a passport. He now got a passport. Traveled abroad. And one thing led to another. And led to another. And led to another. Today, he lives in a mansion in America. He was an ordinary driver. But because he was busy working for God, God said, you work for me, I will work for you. Let me give you another example. I know a sister who is also a soul winner. Kept on winning soul and winning soul. And she ended up winning one particular man. And later on, the two of them got married. Today, the couple happened to be one of the richest couple in the whole country. When you are working for God, He will guide your steps until you meet somebody who will help you for you to reach the level you never can even dream possible. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. I am confident that as God has led you into this secret, even before the end of this month, your breakthroughs will begin to come. But of course, you cannot expect the Almighty God to prosper a sinner. If he prospers a sinner, he will use the money to drink, to fornicate, to amass wives.
And
so he reserves his blessings for his children. That's one big secret. So if you are in the congregation and you are not able again, and you are asking God for breakthrough, you probably understand why he hasn't given you yet. Because the Bible says it is by the fear of the Lord that men depart from iniquity. And the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. So if you want to depart from iniquity, if you want to be free from your sin, if you want God to begin to reveal secrets to you, come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Come quickly, because we don't have time. The rest of us, let's stand on our feet. I believe that this month is going to be your month. And I want you to first of all start thanking God because he has revealed secrets to you. And those of you who want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you can come. He's waiting for you. He will save your soul. But the rest of us, let's begin to thank him, because your miracle is on the way. The children of Israel, they thank God before the wall of Jericho fell. That's one of the secrets of the Most High. Learn to thank him before the miracle comes. Praise him, because this is your month. And those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, you need to come now. You have only 1 minute left, because we want to pray. We want to pray this morning. Quickly come, if you are coming. This is your hour of salvation. And the Almighty God is willing to save your soul. If you will come to him. Oh, bless his holy name, because your miracle is around the corner. Your breakthrough is about to come. He has revealed secrets to you. He will show you even greater secrets. Come quickly. Come, let him save your soul if you are coming. Hurry up, because this is your day of salvation. Come quickly. Call on him and say, Lord, save my soul. Forgive my sin. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will depart from iniquity. And I'll be doing your will from now. Savior, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Save my soul. I thank you for these people who have come forward, because your word says no man can come unto me except my Father draws him. Thank you for drawing these people. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Now that they have come, please save their soul. Wash away their sins with your blood. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, whenever they call on you, please answer them. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, those of you who have come forward, I rejoice with you. Because from now on, I'll be praying for prayer One big prayer. You pray with all your heart. You see, there are doors that you don't even know are there. But God knows they are there. If he shows you just one door, and he opens it for you, nobody will ever be able to catch up with you again. Bill Gates had only one door open unto him. Just one door. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. The door that will take me to the top. Open it for me this month. Open it for me this month. That door. That secret door. That will take me to the top. Open it for me this month. You know the door, my Lord. Show me the door. Open it unto me. Lord God Almighty. This month of April, 2007. The door that will lead me to the top. In every facet of life. Show me the door. Open the door to me. That's all I'm asking for, Lord. I will seek your kingdom. I will do your will. Show me the door. And open it unto me, Lord. The door that will take me to the top. Show me the door. Open the door unto me. Enable me to walk through. Show me the door this month. Show me the door this month. This very month, Lord. Show me the door. Show me the door. Show me the door. The door that will take me to the top. Almighty God. Show me. Show me. Show me the door. Show me the door. And open it, Lord. And enable me to walk through. Show me the door. Show me the door. That's all I'm asking for this day. You can just show me that one singular door. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Now while I was talking to you, I told you that something Solomon gave an unusual offering. It opened a door for him. God paid him a visit. Things he didn't ask for. God gave him. There are people here. If you're going to ask God for anything, you may probably ask for two cars. Some who are very bold may ask for three or four. The Almighty God may decide to add one or two planes to that.
Amen.
All I asked God for was a house. And he said, I will give you a city. I didn't ask for a city. I asked for a house. And he gave me a city. God is going to surprise somebody here today. You're going to pray one more prayer. And say, Father, anything you know that I need, that I could not even ask for, give it to me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Whatever you know, it's befitting me. Whatever you know will bring glory to your name in my life. even if I don't ask for it, even if I don't know it, if I'm not even aware of it, add it to me, Lord. Add it to me today. I will work for you. I will seek your kingdom. I will do everything that will please you. But everything you know I need that will glorify your name in my life, give it to me, Lord. Add it to me. Add it to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Let's be seated.
To the Lord, 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 to the Lord,